Collective, yes. Collective changes to the system. Massive, massive transformation. Transformation that you are working out the details now on. As you dream, as you make your decisions, as you as you remember some of the ideals and goals that you set for yourself before you were even born. Time is coming to apply many, many, many teachings. What else, George?
Well, the energy building right now seems to be to handle your own personal initiations, to be in your body, to handle your life, your surroundings, to reprioritize now so that you don't get caught up in the collective, you know, shock to the system. You know, it seems like now is really so important to reprioritize and focus your intent on what you need to change before the changes happen to you.
So do you see, Barry, how perfect everything is?
Absolutely. Well, that's what I meant about having the time to figure that out.
Yes.
As other things start to calm down, you can look back and figure out what the message is and what can I get from this instead of, God, oh, God, that's over.
Yes, excellent. And remember that the natural inclination of existence and the certain natural inclination of consciousness is to always seek positive outcomes and to migrate always towards quality of life. It is not the normal pattern for people to migrate towards despair. You follow this?
Uh-huh.
Although the media was certainly been doing a good job to get people to pay all sorts of monies and through cable and televisions and videos and games and movies to engage in despair and miserableness. It is phenomenal. When history looks back at this time, there are people in probable futures that absolutely will be boggled, are boggled, by humanity's obsession with entertaining themselves with meaningless ideas. It is like a bad dream that people will say, how could they have done that? Just like today, when you read about the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, and you hear about, well, these different cities and towns all over Europe did not have sewage, and so they threw the night soil and their slops into the streets every morning. They went to the window and threw it out the window, and if you happen to be walking by, well, too bad. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Streets and alleys, and what really streets are more like alleys and walkways, were filled with garbage. People threw it out their door, out their window. Now today you would find that appalling. If you went to any places in the world, you would say these people are living in sub-third world poverty. They are miserable. They have no consciousness about sanitary conditions. What does that say about awareness? How aware were these people? They're aware enough to know that they had to get rid of their waste, but they weren't aware enough to understand that there was a way to get rid of it. The same way humanity made leaps in understanding the importance of sanitation and self-worth, the importance of being able to be free as a woman, as a man, you are on the cusp of making these massive changes in how you use the world's resources. Those resources can be mind, they can be the wind, the air, but they are also the resources of invisible world and the ether. And they are the resources of your prayers and your intentionality. So resources are not just physical commodities of wealth. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Questions, comments?
Can you just to comment on that a little bit? You know, speaking about the resources, I think that, you know, the whole area here has been in a drought for quite a while, and so many parts of the country have been in a drought.
Some still are.
I believe that it really has changed people. people have become much, much, much more conscious of water use.